Good morning, we're continuing Chaye Adam, Chlal, Chafei, Simen, Yud Aleph. In Hifzik B'Dibur B'Meizid, Chayze L'Rush. If a person interrupted Shmon Esrei, knowing that he's not supposed to do that, and he did it anyway, so he's a Meizid. So he has to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah brings that this is a machlokes. Some say that the din of mezid and the shogeg are the same, and therefore the next point it says in the simon, halachas of shogeg apply to mezid as well. And the Mishnah Berurah actually remains with the tzorach yin. He's not sure what to paskin. According to some, you're not yotzei shmon esrei, and you have to go back to the beginning. And according to some, you should continue. And the Mishnah Berurah does not have a final hachra on this situation. An interesting point that the Shari Tshuva says, that he says, even though we find in other places where a person is Chozer L'Rosh, he does not repeat Hashem's Masai Tiftok. And that is a Shari Tshuva in Simen Kuf Yudalit. And here in Simen Kuf Dalit, where he talks about the Salacha of Yom Hifzik B'Dibur B'Mezid, the Shari Tshuva says that you would say Hashem is Vasai Tiftoch if you get Tehillah Sacha again. Based on a Medrash, that David HaMelech said this when he had done an Aveira B'Mezid, and he felt that Hashem, he didn't feel right to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu to speak, and he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to open his mouth. So if a person did the Aveira of speaking in Shmoneh Esrei B'Mezid, it's appropriate for him to say this Pasuk of Hashem is Vasai Tiftoch if you get Tehillah Sacha. Okay. And the law is that he's chozer l'rosh, dibur b'mezid. And if he did not go back to the beginning, and instead he continued on, so according to the Chaye Adam, that he was supposed to go back to the beginning, so the law is he was not yotzei with the rest of Shmon Esrei, and he actually davened the whole Shmon Esrei over again. Now, it's not an eitzah for him to lechatchila continue and be yotzei according to that opinion and then daven a second time a tefillah, which will be potentially a tefillah nedava, and say if he's mechiyev to daven a second daven now, he's doing it l'shem mechiyev. If not, he's doing it as a nedava. We find cases where that is an option. But according to the Chaye Adam, he's not allowed to continue, and those brachas that he said are considered brachas de batola. He has to go back to the beginning. So we don't really have an eitzah how to be yotzei boshitas. So again, so the Mishnah Berurah remains working on what to do. Now, more common cases, but in b'shogeg, so we have a case of a person by mistake said a word in middle of Shmon Esrei. He wandered off and he said something. His mind wandered off and he said something. Or he thought that this is a scenario where a person is allowed to speak, and he did so. Or in a case where a person is allowed to speak. For example, we had before a situation of Sakana, a person is allowed to interrupt. So now he spoke in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So what does he do? So there is an opinion of one of the Rishonim, the Rashba, which says he just picks up where he left off. Unless the interruption was in the middle of a thought, so it loses the train of thought. But otherwise, he will just continue from where he left off. However, most poskim do not agree with that. So, chazal l'tchilas bracha shehifzik ba. So, in the middle of his bracha, there's this phrase, which these words which doesn't belong there. So, the only way you can correct that is by going back to the beginning of the bracha. And like we've seen many times before, something which happened in the first three brachas will take it back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. And something which happens in the last three brachas, he goes back to the beginning of Ritzei. Because the first three and the last three function as one in some ways. Okay, now, the Chaye Adam finishes off and nearly the Bidiyavanim Lakhazar Latchilas Bracha. kibush et sayim abrocha, enam asher lachzer, b'chol shkinim kvar heshem tefilosai. Since there is an opinion of the Rashba that if a person just continues from where he left off, so he already finished the bracha, he'd be yotze according to that opinion. And if he finished Manasseh for sure, he would be yotze according to some of the, according to that opinion. And therefore, he does not go back. Now, the Chayanim over here does not differentiate some details, which he will add in now in Simon Yubeis, and we will have a good day.